Major pharmaceutical companies saw dollar signs when they first began to push doctors to freely prescribe powerful opiate-based painkillers for just about anything. That was 15 years ago. Now we have a true public health crisis as a result. Dr. Andrew Kolodny formed Physicians for Responsible Opioid Prescribing to try and undo the damage.
The messages for physicians was really that they shouldn't worry about getting patients addicted, that the risk of addiction is very low, or that it's rare. Of course, this was all made up, but believe it or not, there are many doctors who still believe this.
Now the out-of-control sales of prescription drugs that are legal has become a criminal problem. Bridget Brennan, the city's special narcotics prosecutor, says there are more holes than you can count in the laws that regulate the sale of these prescription painkillers.
There are just too many of these opiate prescription drugs, too many prescriptions being filled, more than we need. And to the extent that that surplus supply is out there, you're going to find people abusing those pills and getting addicted to them.
And too often with tragic results. Irene Cornell, WCBS 880 News. Individual pharmacists are not waiting for laws to be passed that might better control the prescribing and sale of highly addictive painkillers. Signs are popping up all over in neighborhood drugstores. They read, "We no longer carry oxycodone." The robberies, the shootouts, the killings have gotten the message across. Bridget Brennan is the city's special narcotics prosecutor.
We've seen prescription pills turn into a form of currency, really. And the pills that have a value of $2, if you obtain them in the pharmacy, might be worth $20 on the street. And so not only do you see people using their own prescriptions, but you see the pharmacies robbed. And not only is cash taken, but the robbers are demanding the prescription pills as well. And they demand them by name: oxycodone, Vicodin, OxyContin.
As for the cases her office is investigating,
these cases are not just paper cases. There's a great potential for violence in these cases.
These cases, particularly against pill mill doctors, are hard to make, but Prosecutor Brennan is determined to pursue them. Irene Cornell, WCBS 880 News.